Of course, each checklist will need a name. Next is the category field, and this is a free text box. So you can type in the category if the one you want doesn't exist yet, or pick from the list from previous records. The category is only used on the report screen. Next, a good description can often be helpful. Next is the Change to Completed when all steps are completed checkbox. In a moment, we'll look at a screen where we can see the status of each checklist. This box will allow you to have the system automatically update the entire checklist to completed when each of the steps within it are individually completed. At the time the employee completes a checklist item, there are two ways to date it. The default, in our recommendation, is to leave this box unchecked. That will cause the system to assign the current date and time for completion. If you check this box, you are allowing the completer the ability to enter their date when they completed this item, technically, which would allow them to backdate their completion. Just like we saw with the HR action, as we add items to our checklist, we can combine those items into logical groups. And just like with HR actions, we can either create the groups first or create them as we assign the items.